Hello and welcome to another episode of Hour of Healing. I am your host, Joe Debra, and friends, as you already know, each and every week, by the grace and wisdom of God, we bring you life-changing and thought-provoking conversations with the goal of re-engineering your mindset, getting you or bringing you to the place where you reconsider certain things that you have considered to be the norm for your life, for your society, for your family, and hopefully for the world. Our goal, as always, is to bring healing to ourselves, to our families, and to our communities. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this week on this thought-provoking conversation. Our topic for discussion today is wounded souls, broken spirits. Wounded souls, broken spirits. And our guest is a dear friend and brother, Reverend Samuel Adumunshira, who we had on a few occasions last season to discuss some very thought-provoking and powerful, impactful topics with us. And we are so grateful to God and thankful for his mercy that our dear friend and Reverend has gotten the chance to come join us today. To me, he's a brother, so I call him Sammy, but he is a reverend, so we will give him that honor. We will respect that office that he occupies. And hopefully you do enjoy our conversation today as well. So let's go and welcome him, and then we'll be able to get going from there. Reverend, welcome to Hour of Healing once again.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Do. It's a great honor to be a part of Hour of Healing once more. And I believe that the Lord God will help us. And also be a blessing to the numerous people that keep on listening to us. God bless you and thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Reverend. It's always an honor to have you on the show. And we truly do believe the Lord will do us good today. So our topic for discussion today is wounded souls, broken spirits. And sometimes many guests that I do have on these recordings do ask me where some of these topics come from. And my answer is truly very simple, that by the grace of God, he has given us grace and wisdom to be able to not only see the areas of error or deficiency within the body, when I talk about the body being primarily the body of Christ, but also in our corporate life. There are many Christians today who think that their work in the corporate world is separate from their walk with God. But God never intended to be that way. And so we look at all these things, and by the grace of God, he is able to unveil certain things to us by his Spirit, so we are able to have conversations like this. So can the heart of man be broken? When we say that someone has a broken heart, what are we really referring to? What is the message we are trying to get across? Because you will find that once you understand what really the pain or the agony you are going through is about, then you are already on your way to get healing. True healing doesn't come when the understanding of what is plaguing us is not fully comprehended. And so I really think that it will be a blessing today for you to be able to share as God gives you wisdom with us on this topic. So, Reverend, we will dive right into it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joe. First of all, normally we keep on asking these questions about how you get your topics and all those things because they are thought-provoking, and basically the kind of healing that we bring to people are not just things that are virtually limited to just the Bible, but everyday life and things that people really go through that most of the time they do not have anyone to speak to. And people are just in their own secluded areas trying to find solutions, whilst our healing can be a means of healing them. So first of all, when we talk about a broken spirit or a wounded soul, to begin with, most of the times, a lot of people believe that time is a healer and that time is able to heal us. And that when people go through certain situations, believe that as time goes on, they are able to be healed. And with a little word of sympathy and comfort, we believe that people should be able to come out of whatever pain an injury, brokenness, or whatever wound that they've gone through. But then we begin to understand that at certain point in time, when we realize that time is not able to heal such persons, then we begin not to understand them because we expect that time should be able to cater for whatever we go through. We've made time to be a medicine.
Correct.
And when we talk about a broken spirit, the medicine of time is not able to help. So most of the time, when a lot of people go through injuries, go through these wounds, that has to do with our spirit, that has to do with our emotions, and at a point we realize that time is not able to heal them, then we leave them. Because to our estimation, we believe that time is a healer. We believe that a little sympathy is supposed to heal. We believe that a little comfort is able to heal. But a man that has his spirit broken is a man that cannot be healed by sympathy. It's a man that time can never heal. It's a man that comfort does not heal. Because look, there's difference between being hurt and being broken.
Yes, yes.
Most of the times, the mistake that those of us that are around people that we tend to give them solace is that we think that being hurt is equally same as being broken. When somebody is hurt, to begin with, it's like you having a jar or a vase and a part is broken or a piece is taken off. You can have a little glue. The glue can be the sympathy. The glue can be the time. So you can fix it, and at a point, you will not even see what has happened. But when it is broken, then it is shattered into pieces. In fact, broken or a broken spirit, it comes from the Hebrew word shabbat. Shabbat means to be broken into pieces, to be trodden upon, to lose oneself.
Wow.
And that is what we term as to be broken. And the only time that a man can have healing is not just mere comfort. So brokenness is to lose a piece that cannot be found, a piece that cannot be traced. And you see, broken spirit is a reaction to an event of pain, a reaction to a past injury, a reaction to an insult, a reaction to a demeanor, a reaction to a past mistake or an injury. Then it makes one to be in a point of unforgiving. And when you get to that point, your spirit is totally broken.
So true. So true. Thank you so much for that introduction, Reverend. And, you know, I think I have said it on this platform before, whenever we talk about time heals all wounds. It's interesting that you bring that up, because I think sometimes when we say to people that time will heal your wound, we really don't understand what we are trying to say to them. Because if we know what we are trying to say to them, then we will understand what you are telling us, that when there is brokenness, time doesn't necessarily heal it. Because, you know, there are gaps that happen in life whenever we lose something. Whenever a hurt comes our way, that creates a gap. And the time that we say will heal that wound is that in the course of time, we will gain enough strength, enough grace, enough fortification, spiritually and physically, to fill those gaps. But what if it is not a gap? What if, in this case, it's a shattering, like you are describing to us? What if it's something that is being trodden upon? What if it's something that has been devalued or demeaned? At that point, it's no longer a gap, and time will not heal it. So I am really happy that you brought that up. I think that is very, very powerful. And we will be unpacking your introduction for us, because you did say a lot of powerful things in there. But before we even go to what brings about this shattering and this brokenness, I want to go back on the topic we are discussing today. You did explain very well for us the broken spirits, but what about wounded souls, and how do they compare? Wounded souls and broken spirits, are they the same thing?
Okay, so thank you, Dr. Joe. You know, when we talk about a man's soul, it's a combination of our emotions, mental state, even to some extent, our physical well-being. Okay?
Correct.
So anything that infringes on our emotions, any hurt that comes to things that pertain to our mindset, even our belief,
correct,
any injury that comes to it is something that is linked with the soul. So even a word that is a word of discomfort, a mistake of the past, a betrayal, anything that has a negative influence on the soul, emotionally, mentally, and even in the physical well-being of a man, makes one to be what? To be wounded in their soul.
Yes.
Then, as I said, the broken spirit, you know, when it comes to matters of the spirit, our spirit reacts to the injuries that comes to our soul.
Correct. Correct.
And, you know, the things that really hurt or bring wounds to our souls, they are things that are not seen, but they are felt. And the reaction to these particular injuries or things that comes to the soul is what appears in our spirit for it to be broken. So as I said, the reaction to the injuries or the wounds that comes to our soul is what lead to our spirit to be broken.
Thank you so much, Reverend, for that clarification. And you did mention that the things that bring injury to our souls and the reactions to them is what brings about the brokenness in our spirit. So can you take us through some of the things? I know you listed a few there, but can you take us through some of the things that causes brokenness in our spirits or brings about these injuries to our souls?
Thank you very much, Dr. Joe. I think in our society, because no man is an island, one of the things that I've come to realize, even in my work as a reverend minister, is that a lot of people have been hurt in their spirits. They've gone to a point of brokenness, all because of their association with their fellow men. I believe that for those of us that even have pets, there are certain things that a pet will never do to you. But then it is your fellow man that will hurt you. So even if you read the Bible, David said something. He said, "Who is it that worked against me? It is my fellow man. The one that I even go out to the house of God. He is the one that has brought this." So one of the key things when it comes to the wounds of our soul that lead to the brokenness of our spirit, the first thing is what I said, is betrayal. A lot of people have lost their self all because they trusted one person or the other and they went through a point of betrayal. And betrayal is a journey that you are, when you are not careful, you can never return to yourself. You know, one of the things that a broken spirit does is that it separates oneself from realizing what the person is to himself. So a person that is betrayed is virtually separated from his own self. So betrayal is past mistakes. A lot of people are having a lot of wounds in their souls because of mistakes. People have committed mistakes and they are not willing to even forgive themselves. And sometimes they think that the people that they offended have not forgiven them. So they tend to dwell in the past.
Wow.
And when this thing happened, man of God, what it does is that then people begin to live in a life of suspicion. They begin to look at the bad side of the past and ignore the good things of the future. So past mistakes also lead to injuries. Then we have neglect. I've seen parents that did a lot for their children, and at a point they were neglected, and then their spirit are broken now. Offense or offensive words. I have seen people that are offended so much because their loved ones made certain comments to them, and up till now, they've not been able to recover. Then we have something that even when it comes to our relationship with God, there are things that are virtually sins that men have not even recovered from. Then they begin to dwell there because they think God cannot forgive them for a particular thing. So all these things, betrayal and even injustice. Injustice. A lot of people have been broken. In fact, a lot of careers have been lost. A lot of people that could be prominent in society, They've denied themselves and even society of that opportunity of them exhibiting what God has given them because they felt injustice in their lives.
Wow.
Injustice, some in their careers, some in their businesses, some in their associations, even some in their churches, some in their marriages. I've seen married couples that have done so much for the other partner, and at a point they felt that they also deserve something that they did not get, and then they've been broken. Injustice has become a terrible form and a killer of our souls that lead to brokenness.
Wow. Thank you so much, Reverend. Those are very powerful, powerful examples there that you give us. And I mean, we are both young married men, also in ministry. And so certainly betrayal becomes a very, very powerful force to reckon with. And I like the way you talked about injustice and how you actually tied that into marriage, because I actually had not thought about it that way, that it, giving yourself so much to a partner and then not receiving can make one feel as though it's an injustice. I never actually thought about it that way. So I think that is very, very profound. But I want us to be able to talk a bit more, because when you have, by the mercies of God, a wide diversity or array of audience like Hour of Healing does, our conversations do hit people at different stages in life.
Yeah.
And so someone may be dealing with a hurting or a wounded soul, but their spirit is not broken right now. And someone may truly be dealing with a broken spirit, but they may not even know necessarily what it is. You made mention of something there that I want us to dive into more. You said that the brokenness in our spirit causes the spirit to dissociate itself even from the person, which to me, that can even lead to an identity issue for you to question who you are, why you are here, what your role is, whether in that marriage, in that business, in that ministry. And so I think that is a very profound thing. And I want you to unpack that a bit more for us. But I also want you to, in addition to that, try to list for us if there are some feelings that we can associate with these broken spirits, some things that will help us know that we are dealing with a broken spirit rather than a wounded soul and things of that nature. So that twofold question for you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Joe. In fact, any aspect of brokenness has virtually a mask that people put on. Even one of the things I did not make mention of has to do with abandonment. People that are abandoned are people that experience brokenness. And you know, people that are abandoned, they always try to have a withdrawal syndrome. People that have faced injustice, they become rigid. They become rigid. People that are rejected, they also withdraw. People that face neglect, they always want to feel a sense of belonging. And these are masks that people put on just to cover their brokenness. And for you to identify that you are really broken, one of the things that first of all comes into play is that you feel a sense of emptiness. Because you create a particular space, and the space that you are supposed to use to move on, because a piece of you is taken off. As I said, when somebody goes through a hurt, it's like having something broken and you can just face it. But for you to be broken into pieces, sometimes a piece is even taken out. I have seen people that they decided not to love again because a piece of their that particular thing that will cause them to love because somebody betrayed them is off. So people go through a state of emptiness. They go through a state of worthlessness. They feel a sense of neglect. They feel a sense of anxiety. And they lose their self-worth. The only reason why there have been a lot of abuse for drugs and all these social vices is that people try to max out this and they're trying to find solace because they are anxious. And then they think that at all times, an evil will happen to them.
Mm. Mm.
The only thing that a bad circumstance, bad omen is around because they've been broken. They think that a peace is being taken away from them. And the peace that is taken away from them becomes a struggle for them. So they even struggle to fit in among friends, among family members. They withdraw. Wow. They are secluded. They are anxious about everything. Some of them, they even hide whatever help that they can do, or even their purpose, they put it there. A person that is broken is like what? A worker that lays down their tools.
Mm. Mm.
They don't see anything good about life. In fact, at a point, they are even prepared to die than to what? To overcome their brokenness. Mm. So anxiety is there. They feel worthless, and they feel that they cannot even have help in anyone.
Mm.
They feel that they cannot have help. Then they are also led to places that there's no help. So yes, those that are broken, some of them will have friends that are involved in social vices. And anything that is good around them is lost because a piece of them is off.
It's taken away. Wow.
Then another thing too is guilt. As I said, people have mistakes that they don't overcome. So they live in guilt at all times. They feel the guilt of whatever they've done in the past. Instead for them to move on, they still dwell in that particular guilt. Then those people that are broken too, they always live in their past. So even when they want to have help, they keep on repeating what happened in the past.
Wow.
So they talk about, yes, 5 years ago, this thing happened to me. 10 years ago, this thing happened to me. People that are broken, they always live in the past because the past that is taken, they can't fix it together in their present.
Wow.
And all these things are signs of a person that is broken.
Wow. Wow. You know, Reverend, thank you so much. These are very powerful and very tangible examples that you give us. And one of the challenges, Reverend, that we face is that we live in a time and an era that medically we can find a name for almost every single thing. And so sometimes that tends to, in itself, mask the actual issue. And what you are saying is very, very true. I mean, there are so many people, young people today, dealing with all types of mental health diseases, all types of addiction disorders, that when you go into conversations with them, you can almost with accuracy pinpoint it to something that happened in their past, whether an abuse, a neglect, as you are mentioning with us, a betrayal. And it doesn't even just end there. And I think it's very important what you are sharing, because what we don't realize is that, and I will address our audience, especially those who are fond of perpetuating these things, these phenomena where they keep hurting others and things of that nature, that once a person gets to the place of brokenness, something is lost from them or within them. And I think that is very, very important that you pointed out that when the pieces are shattered and there is a piece missing, it's like trying to put a puzzle back together and having a central piece or any piece at all missing. No matter what you do, bearing the grace and the mercy of God, you will not be able to re-put that or assemble it to look as it was. And so this is a very, very important thing that we are discussing here. And these are very powerful things you share with us, Reverend, because we live in a time where it's very easy to gain access to people. And with that comes the ease with which people can be hurt.
Of course.
And hurting someone here or there, we are human. We're not saying that you cannot hurt or someone cannot hurt you. But when there is that perpetual insult or injury, that is what is leading to what Reverend is talking about today. And I think that if we don't take care, we get to the point where a piece of us in that relationship, in that work, in that ministry, becomes lost. And as he is sharing with us, this affects your daily life. Imagine yourself living under that perpetual thought or notion that there is an impending doom.
Sure.
How do you break free from that? How do you live life from that? And yes, I know medically we will say you have a panic disorder, but what triggered that? What brought that about? I will toss it back to Reverend to shed some more light on this before we dive into a few more questions and wrap up on this week's section of Wounded Souls, Broken Spirit. But stay with us. We're not done yet. We have a lot more to cover. But I want Reverend to dive in a bit more about how this impacts our livelihood and our relationships. He's mentioned some very powerful things. And I really, truly hope that our audience are taking note of these things, because this is how you diagnose yourself as getting to that point of having a broken spirit.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. You know, life virtually is like a vessel. Life is a vessel. All of us here, we are vessels. And I believe that we are made whole, or we are deemed whole when every component of our being is with us. When all that we are made of is functioning properly. So yes, in society, because we live with people and there are a lot of expectations, not even just for ourselves, but even for the people that are around us. Dr. Do, I've seen parents that went through a certain form of pain, and it has really affected even their relationship with their own kids. I have seen children that have been neglected, and they have a certain sense of even resentment towards their parents. You know, one of the things that is really disturbing us, you know, there's this generation, a generation that virtually everybody has neglected. And there is even termed the generation Gen Z. Gen Z, a generation of the unknown. We don't know what they are capable of doing. Nobody cares about them. We leave them to fend for themselves. We don't care about what they go through. Society has neglected these people. And so we are breeding people that have a whole tongue of vacuum, and they are struggling to fit in. So now the kind of things that we were not seeing when we were young, now we are seeing them. We are seeing people that going into prostitutions that are not, that they do not need anything from, because they need a sense of belonging. Okay, look, brokenness brings a self-inflicting wound on everybody that is going under it. Then there's a profound, what, continuous sense of sadness. People that are broken, sometimes they do not have a reason to even be sad, but they are sad because the peace is taken off. And you know, Dr. Joe, we are in a society that we are failing to cater for one another. We do not care about what we do to others. We do not care about the environment that people go through. We do not care about what we say to somebody. We do not care about how people react to certain things. So we have a chunk of people that are neglected. So they come out, they pretend. But then they go to their bed and they break down and they cry. You know, there is a psalm that says, "Weeping cometh in the night, but then joy cometh in the morning." Correct. When you are broken, this particular scripture does not work. Because a man that is broken, your morning never comes. The morning is a time of opportunity. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of rejuvenation. A person that is broken cannot say that joy will come in the morning, because the morning never comes. A person that is broken says that, "My soul, why are you quiet in me? Why are you broken? Why are you disquieted?" Because you do not find any solace. So people are suffering inwardly. People are trying, and even for appreciation that we give to others can bring somebody with brokenness. People have worked tired lately, and they are not even getting a little appreciation with kind words. And their spirit has been damping up, and they keep on making mistakes. They keep on seeing that they are worthless. And they carry this through. So as I said, when you are broken, you separate yourself from your real self. So there's another part of you that live, and another part of you that you neglect. So the part that you neglect is your true self. Then you begin to pepper it, just so you fit in, just so you cover up. So people have been neglected. People have felt maltreated. People have been abused. People have been criminalized. People have been upset. People have worse that they've never recovered from. Families have neglected children. Children have neglected parents. Spouses have neglected their partners. Man of God, I have seen spouses that have been married for 20 years. And for 20 years, they only enjoyed what we term as companionship just for their first 5 years. So there's even the absence of what they could get from their marriage because of a word that was spoken, because of a neglect, because of a betrayal, because of injustices that they went through, even sometimes because of common appreciation that they did not get from their spouse. So they live under roof and they pretend to be okay, but inwardly they are killing. As I said, anything that is broken is anything that has lost life. Anything that is broken is anything that has lost life. So people are living, but then inwardly they are dead. Emotionally they are dead. Mentally they are dead.
They exist, but they're not living.
They don't have life.
Wow. Thank you so much, Reverend. This is very powerful and very moving at the same time. You know, and that is one of the reasons why that I wanted us to have this conversation, because there is so much pretense. Yes, there is something to be said about the fact that you don't put things about your personal life or your marriage life or things like that in the open. And at the same time, I think that has kind of bred a lot of irresponsibility in marriage, in our personal lives, that because we know that we have that covering of not showing our private things publicly or sharing our private things publicly, a lot of people are being mistreated, being abused, being betrayed, and they are suffering behind the curtain. Because they cannot share these things. And that is what leads to brokenness. Reverend, I kid you not, when you talk to a lot of young people, our age group and younger, who are married, and the kinds of pain and hurt that they are dealing with. As a matter of fact, this topic actually came as a result of me having one such conversations with an acquaintance of mine. And I saw what they're going through. And we all go through things. And sometimes the sad thing is that who would you tell? Who would even understand what you tell? You know,
who feels and, what you are going through?
Correct. Who feels it? And who would appreciate the efforts and the sacrifice you've had to put in to be able to get to year one, year two, year 10, year 15 of that relationship, that marriage, that company, that whatever you are doing. And so I think it's a very, very hard situation, but we thank God that this is Hour of Healing, because next week when we meet again, we will be talking about how we get healing from these things. But I wanted to make mention of one thing that I think is very, very important, and it actually goes to echo what you were saying. You know, research shows that the Gen Z and all these younger generations are the most connected, that they are connected than any other generation. Why? Because of social media. But at the same time, with this connection, Reverend, that same research also showed that they are the most loneliest generation.
Neglected, of course.
Ever lived. And it goes to echo the point that you were making, that loneliness creates a vacuum, like you were talking about. And so these younger generations are trying to fill these vacuums with all sorts and manner of things. There are things that were unheard of. There were behavior traits that in our time, or even in the time of our parents, that if you hear someone have done it, it will be one in a million people. And the way those things will be either criticized or the urgency with which it will be corrected, because these younger generations have been left alone. This has become a normalcy with them. And so the question I pose to our audience is, where are we going if we don't sit down to realize the brokenness that we are suffering, the brokenness that our loved ones are suffering, the brokenness that the society is suffering? If we don't sit down to realize them, what manner of people do we think we are raising, or what sort of society do
what
we think
community are we raising?
Yes. In the next few years. So, Reverend, I would like us to wrap up on this side of our conversation. I want you to share your final one or two thoughts with us, and then we will come back and pick up in part two about how this impacts our spiritual life. And then we will be able to talk about ways that we can get healing from there next week. So I want you to share your one or two thoughts with us, and then we can wrap up for today.
So, Dr. Joe, thank you very much. For our dear listeners, as we've all rightly said, you know, it is okay to feel broken. It is okay to also feel that your soul is wounded one way or the other. But then, any time that we feel that somebody is going through such situations, we should understand them. As I rightly said in my introduction, I said, we believe that time should heal and that a little comfort, we shouldn't neglect one another. We shouldn't. People are closer to us because they need us. People speak to us because they need us. And sometimes we just have to put ourselves in their shoes. And I believe that things will be okay. We should understand ourselves and know that people go through what they go through, not because they want to go through. Even if they want to go through it, we are also made for each other. And that we should understand ourselves and know that healing can come to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Reverend, for such a powerful first part of our conversation on wounded souls and broken spirits. Dear audience, this is Hour of Healing. We invite you to follow us on all our social media handles, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and also weekly on our YouTube page, Hour of Healing. Friends, I remind you again that this ministry, Hour of Healing, does have a prayer section that each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Time in the U.S. or 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which for the sake of Reverend joining us from Ghana today, that will equate to around 2 p.m. GMT. And so we implore you all to join us on that prayer section. We call it weekly prayer. It's a straight 1 hour intense prayer seeking grace from God to manifest healing in our lives and also to manifest our destinies, our God-given purposes. And as we shared with you last week, that in the coming months, we will be coming to you with a devotional section, which will be about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. We will let you know the details of that with time. And so don't forget to share our link with your loved ones. We will be here to finish up this conversation for you next week when you join us on Wounded Souls, Broken Spirit. This has been Hour of Healing. Thank you and God bless you. We'll see you same time next week. Bye-bye.